Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, I want to start the night off by just thinking. I know we have some new listeners from the charity event that Danny and I were at last night at the Hillsboro Ocean Club here in South Florida. A lot of money was raised for the Northeast Focal Point Center here in Deerfield Beach. And man, it was a packed house. It was sure nice meeting everybody, and I had a real good time. And, you know, anytime I get to talk about art, I am down with that, baby. I am down with that. And eat a bunch of gourmet food. You know, that's not bad. Hobnobbing with the hobnobs. It was a very, very nice event last night. So honored to be a part of it. And congratulations to the new people who won their new Jamie Rocks Pop Art Landscape Painting. Very, very cool. Now, tonight, we're back to rock and roll. I am very, very pleased about that as well. We've got a fantastic band, an alternative rock band, Abstract Manor. The guys from Abstract Manor are online with us here. And you guys are from North Carolina, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice, nice. Not too far away, not too far away. Beautiful country. I love going up there.
We got the mountains, we got the beach, we got everything in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And it's a green, the only other place I've ever seen green like that is in Ireland. You know, it's just, man, in the spring, nothing beats it. Nothing beats it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So let me ask you guys grew up in that area?
Yeah, we sure did. You know, I grew up in Garner, in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
And it's Dave.
Yeah, I'm a local. We're all from kind of the same area, except for maybe Adam. Adam's a bit of a wild card here. So,
well, yes,
Adam.
We both of us always bother, you know. I mean, come on. I'm cheating.
We're all pretty much home fries, yeah. I'm originally from Illinois, but I've been down here longer than I lived there. But I've still got a lot of family up in the Midwest. And but, yes,
right on.
We're pretty much.
Well, the cool thing about that is now they have somewhere nice to visit. I'm kidding. Don't send me emails from Illinois. We all love
That's
Illinois,
true.
Too.
But they never come down.
Oh, they don't know what they're missing. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
You know. There's actually mountains and hills and things. Not so much Illinois.
To come up there. And then I'm like,
right.
Well, maybe when it's, you know, above 30 degrees, sure.
Exactly. 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 Well, that's cool. Let me ask, you know, we should go around the room real quick so our listeners know who we're talking to. We've got on vocals, Adam Evans, David Carroll, guitarist, Mike Evans, guitarist, and Justin Barrier, also guitarist. How about that? No drummer in this band. I guess they you guys don't need one. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I don't know where you're getting your information, but
straight, John.
No, this is John Barrier. I'm the drummer. Justin Barrier is our bassist. He's mostly our studio guy. He kind of also my brother. Two Evans are not related at all.
Wow.
So,
really?
No.
Yeah. So. He records our stuff and then we, you know, we take off on the road with whoever will put up with us. So
nice. Oh, I see. Here it is, John. You're at the bottom of the page. I set a coffee cup down and now it's circled. Okay. Show notes.
Yeah.
Shows how organized I am, folks. That's it. And this is why we don't have a – everybody keeps asking me. They're like, why don't you do a video cast of the show? Everybody's doing video casts. And I'm like, well, I would have to comb my hair and – no. I have a face for radio, can I say? You know? Yeah.
We're not good with the
that's
pants.
That's a lot of work, man.
I know.
I'd have to put on pants or something. That's not no good at all.
No.
Let me ask you guys. No, you guys grew up in that area and that neck of the woods and whatnot. Were you guys all in different bands before, or were you guys all music kids growing up, or how did all of this come together? How did Abstract Manor coalesce?
Adam, take that one. Yeah.
Okay, this is Adam. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I kind of I want to keep this in a nutshell as much as I can. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay. I thought you were about to say something. I kind of got forced into, like, a chorus in school when I was,
I gotcha.
I don't know, 10, 11 years old. And then it kind of became more and more like, hey, you know, maybe you could sing. And then, you know, I was always that kid that was like, nah, you know. But for some reason, I always ended up in that role. And then kind of got nudged in the theater and came back to music. And I've been playing, you know, on and off in different bands doing rock music probably for the last 20 years. So
nice.
It's just kind of that simple. And, you know, all these guys have completely diverse and different music backgrounds. But the fact of the matter is that all these cats have been playing music in some shape or form for a long time. And, you know, the cool thing about this band is somebody could put down an instrument and somebody else can pick it up and start playing. And maybe
nice.
They won't do it exactly as well, but they'll make their way through it, you know. And so you're dealing with a group of guys who, you know, we've played different stuff and we've played in different bands and situations. But when you bring a bunch of musicians together into a project like this, everybody kind of takes their role and we've just kind of taken off with it. And that's just in a nutshell, that's how I see it without.
Now that's the artist side of things. The timeline is,
yeah,
the timeline is Adam and Dave have been writing songs for a long time together.
Yes.
And they filmed me as a producer. This is John. And
he's not just a drummer. He's also a great synchronized swimmer, too.
Yeah. Actually, so you know.
He's got that rhythm, baby. He's
got
that rhythm.
Silver medal. But anyway. Yeah, no, so they found me as a producer, and we started putting together a band to kind of record this music like over a year ago at this point. And
nice.
And the band just fell in love with the guys and the music, and so they never went away.
They never left.
Yeah, they just wouldn't leave. So
like cockroaches in a cold strike.
They went through a few drummers, and I was like, well, screw it, I'll play drums. So
very
you
cool.
Know, that's,
he happens to be pretty good at that too.
Yeah,
in addition to production and synchronized swimming. Imagine that.
That's
just
awesome.
Regular swimming. So.
Oh man. Adam, your story about getting into choir, it reminded me when I was a kid, probably about the same age. Oh man, my parents forced me to take dance lessons and I hated it. I hated it.
Not,
you know, my friends would make fun of me.
That. Somebody would have forced me to do that.
Well, you know, fast forward to when I was a young adult and all my friends started getting married. Man, that was pretty impressive. It was kind of that swing revival was coming back, you know? And
what's
I was cutting it up at weddings. You know, glad I had those skills. I probably couldn't do it today, but...
Well, that's those things that you look back on and you're thankful for, like getting forced through years of piano that I never sit down in front of the keyboard now, but wish I, you know, had stuck with that as well.
Right.
I might
right.
be like Lionel Richie or something.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you never know. Well, maybe have his checks, you know, that's the only thing.
He's pretty cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette reminding you that every day a portion of every Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards helping first responders. Try the new pastrami Reuben, loaded with hot pastrami, sweet and tangy slaw, and melted Swiss. For a limited time, get a medium pastrami Reuben for just $6.39. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time offer at participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Hey, if there's any young listeners there and your folks are trying to get you to do something like that, you know, you may think you hate it now, but, you know, they're not so bad. They might know what they're talking about. That's all I'm saying.
That's great advice.
You know, so you never know. Of course, they could be totally wrong, too. No, I'm kidding. At least try it. That's right. And usually, here's a big secret for any of the young fellas out there. Usually in stuff like that, there's a lot of gals in those types of classes. So that's not a bad thing. You may think so now, but in a year or two, that'll be a good thing.
That's right.
Nothing wrong
then
with
that.
Then
you might end up in some rock band.
That's right.
If you're lucky. You won't make any money, but you'll look cool doing it.
That's right. Girls will be screaming your name. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Chasing you down the street.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Now, that's cool. So you guys have only been, I mean, because it's a real tight sound, and we've got your new single that we're going to play here in a minute. But, man, you guys, it sounds like you guys have been together longer than that, though. You know, I guess that's just professionals doing what they do best, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing with this band, and I know I'm speaking for the guys here, but we're all sticklers when it comes to our sound, and it's really important. And I think one thing that we kind of all understand is, do your job. And, you know, yes, we're artists and we feel the music and all of the above, and it seems like maybe it's a little different every single time, but everybody goes and does their work, and I think that's why, because everybody really, when it's on the day and it's time to play, everybody shows up, and
that's awesome.
What,
because, that's very cool.
You know, if you can't do it live,
right?
What's the point if you can't do it live? Anybody could crank out a good recording, and you know, you might get a nod from this and that or whatever. Great job, but you know, man, people come to hear the live show. And
absolutely.
So that's important to us. And I'll tell you this, nobody's harder on us than we are on ourselves. We know when we have bad nights, we give each other crap about it to a degree. Because, you know, we're sensitive guys.
Right. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's interesting because the way the music business is today, you know, a big part of that business, that paradigm is for making money is live performance.
Yes.
You know, if you're just trying to sell MP3s or CDs and stuff, good luck to you, you know, because there's about a billion other people out there trying to do it. But those live shows.
You're right. And isn't it? And it really, if you think about it, it hasn't really changed that much. Now we have social media and all these things to get our stuff out there. But, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, somebody could be a good band or a great band or a whatever kind of band. But it's up to the people to decide if they like your music. And those are the people who are going to show up to hear you play. And so that's what we want to do, is be true to ourselves and maintaining the original spirit of how stuff was written, but at the same time, you know, put a show so that, you know, people remember you when they walk away. Because if we don't lay it out there, what's the point in even showing up? Why are you going to step behind a microphone? Why are you going to pick up your guitar? If you're not sweating when you walk off stage, you know, something's wrong. So we put that into it, and that's how we feel.
Oh, it's fantastic. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Well, I'm a big, big, big fan of your single Predator and the video as well. Why don't we play the track so people know what we're talking about, and then we'll talk about it and talk about the video and all that. Because, that's what a great video on that. Well, you know what? We'll hold that conversation until we come back. Here it is, everybody. This is Abstract Manor, Predator. Check this out. This is a fantastic track. Here it is.
I am of myself, of killed and
There you go, folks. There you go. How about that? That was Predator, Abstract Manner. And the longest fade out ever. I'm kidding. I like that. Very artistic.
It's literally a minute long. But it's really necessary. I mean, not really. You don't really.
No, I agree.
Only when it's, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of dramatic.
The mood of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we recorded that song, we had no idea how long it was. We didn't even know. There are four verses. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
Not at the time, anyway.
That song kind of took on a life of its own, honestly. Honestly, I can, as a singer, I can kind of duck out on this one because I put it on the table. I was like, guys, you know, maybe this should be a little shorter. And my producer, who just so happens to be the drummer in this band and my favorite synchronized swimmer, said, no. I mean, vehemently, he said, no. Anyway, John's over here. He's multitasking. He's flipping chicken on the grill and chiming in on this. That's what I do. That's what he does.
Yeah. And drumming for Abstract Manner.
Hey, see? And grilling.
And grilling?
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier is, you know, all these cats are multi-talented. So.
Nice.
We've talked with Kurt and Call John and we were talking about it last night about like, wow, what's the radio edit for this? And we're trying to figure that out. So thanks for bringing that up.
Well, you know, I didn't mean anything bad by it. I was just kind of making a bad joke.
No.
But I like it though. And it does fit, and it's, let me ask you a question because, when people hear the finished track, the finished product, your finished artwork there, I know with my paintings, it's the same thing. They're like, great, nothing was on TV last night. You knocked that out, huh? And I like that, but they're seeing the end result. And I think with you guys, they're seeing the end result too, or they're hearing it, I should say. And they just don't understand, especially if you're not in the business, you know, sometimes these paintings fight me, man. Sometimes they come easy. Sometimes a lot of times they fight me. And, there's a battle that happens. I want to throw the thing in the street half the time. It works out and they see the end result and it's great. Is it that way with your, with music too?
So yes and no, and I'll give my short version of this, and say what he thinks after I just say this short piece. Yes and no, in that the easiest music comes easy, but some of the stuff that you really put some kind of personal stake in, or you really feel like there's something there that you need to grab onto, or release for that matter. I feel like that kind of stuff is you're kind of hanging on every word, so to speak, or how the note is bent. And so to me, that's putting all the dressing on a song. And it seems like in this project, everybody that's a part of this project will put their touch on it, that when we all kind of look at each other and go, yeah, that's what we were kind of going for there.
Nice.
And everybody knows it, but we also know maybe if we didn't quite, you know, get it, and we know we need to make another run at it. And so nothing's done until it's done. And I think it's when everybody kind of agrees. What do you think, Mike?
For me, when my artistic process, I guess, becomes a valid thing is usually, more towards the end, Adam and Dave will bring a skeleton into the room of a song, and then we'll all kind of sit down and feel it out together and figure out which direction we want to take it, and then run with it about as fast as we can until we hit a wall, and kind of proceed with caution from there. But typically, we don't have to fight it too hard. Everybody in the room is extremely receptive to any type of criticism, if you will. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's playing as hard as they can. And no, we're not trying to put on some big front to sell a million records or act like we're the coolest guys at the party. It's just we're writing music and playing music that we all
doing what you're supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think everybody in the band was born to be doing exactly what they're doing right now. And,
nice.
You know, when you get in a room together with people that believe in you and love you and you start doing stuff like this, it translates very well to tape, if you will. And I think you can really hear that in a lot of the recordings. You know, I mean, Adam, there's not some robot in the room singing those parts. I mean, that's Adam, you know, singing as hard as he can.
Right.
And everybody in the band playing as hard as they can. So I hope that translates as well to a record as it does, you know, as we want it to, because I mean, that really is everybody, you know, giving it,
doing
you know,
their best.
Everything they've got. Yeah. I mean,
that's
you're not going to come to an Abstract Manor show and leave and say, man, those guys looked like they didn't give us, you know, looks like they didn't care about that at all. I mean, if they come to a show, we're going to put on a show. If nothing else, you're going to get a show out of it. If a, you know, you might not like
there's
the song,
entertainment to be had. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You're gonna remember it one way or another.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, you know, I've been to shows with some pretty big names where that wasn't the case, and it just pisses you off. You're like, man, I paid all this money. You know, I don't have a money tree. I got to work hard for my money, and you just go, and it's like, I this was terrible. You know.
I
like a good show though. I kind of grew up in that era though. I'm a little older. But you know, I remember seeing, you know, Bowie and Ozzy and even like Madonna and Prince and stuff when I was a kid. So I kind of, you know, these are people that put on a show, knew the hell what they were doing, and I expect that now, you know, especially if I'm paying a lot of money for something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I feel, you know, as it is my job to entertain you. If you pay any type of money to walk through a door to you know, take the time out of your life to come see me or anybody I'm playing in a band with or these guys, you know, I mean, that means absolutely everything to me. I mean, if somebody would have told me that when I was 13, that somebody someday will pay to come watch you play music, you know, that's absolutely
awesome.
Blows my mind. I still can't really, like, wrap my head around that because that's, you know, such a foreign concept. But I mean,
it's a cool job to have.
We owe everybody in that room absolutely everything we got for about 45 minutes that night of just, you know, you're not going to forget about it. That's a fact.
That's awesome. Now, tell me a little bit about the video for Predator, because this is a cool video. This is an epic video. Did you guys have the idea for this, or did you bring in a videographer, or it was storyboards and all that? I mean, how did that come about? Because it's a great video, man.
Well, we had
this is
Dave, by the way.
Yeah,
me and Adam had a great idea coming into shooting this video. You know, we always want to, you know, paint a picture and tell a story anytime we, you know, write what we, you know, put out there. And, you know, we wanted to portray this enchanted love. You know, and this love that, you know, isn't a normal love. It's a little bit obsession. It's a little bit of, you know, can't live or breathe without it. So you'll do anything. And it, you know, empowers, you know, the female aspect. You know, if you dig into it, you'll notice that, you know, the Serpent Queen, the female, is enchanting and calling out this lover, you know, and, you know, would do anything to, you know, dance with him again, to, you know, love him, to hold him, to touch him, smell him, you know, and the we wanted to make sure, you know, that the word and also the phrasing of it, Predator, was able to empower everybody involved. So, you know, we had the idea for it. We got a director. Jaden Frost was the director that shot the video, and he is big in the horror film scene as well, and he's done a lot of music videos, and he also got his own he's just got through doing his own you know, independent film, and you know, he really captured and understood where me and Adam were coming from on this. And as it was developing, you know we were, you know, conversating back and forth, you know, for production value, the
the high back velvet chair.
Yeah.
You know, we had to have something that was, you know, had that feeling, you know, originally we were looking for that old grandfather chair, but we found this high back chair and man, it fit perfectly.
The odds too of us finding, that chair. I mean, if we told you that story, it would take too long, but, in a nutshell that we found that, David found that chair at a furniture store and we used it for the video for the weekend and didn't put a scratch on it. Strangely enough, I don't know how we managed that. We talked to the furniture guy to letting us use it, rent the chair for the weekend, and then brought it. As soon as it was brought back, the chair was sold. As a matter of fact, Dave delivered it, didn't he?
Yeah, to the lady that bought
Dave delivered it to the lady that bought it. So nice. Some lady somewhere has a Predator chair in her house and probably, well, certainly has no idea unless she stumbled across it. Like, kind of looks like my chair, you know. So, anyway, but that's true. That's absolutely true. And but it was amazing how that chair just showed up. And, you know,
nice.
We stuck it in the corner and suddenly the corner looked way cooler, you know.
Yeah. Right.
It did.
Right. Oh, it's an awesome chair. That's an awesome video. I could watch this video over and over again. I really dig it. And folks, I'll be posting it. I've been posting it all week. But tonight, a lot of people, longtime listeners to the show, know that I'll post a video when I'm doing the post production and working away here. So that'll be the video tonight, guys. You will see it on my blog and also on my Facebook. So you know, if you haven't seen it yet, get ready.
We hope that
cool video.
You know, people grab it for what it is. It's a it's an interesting piece of music, to say the least. There was some I mean, like once again, there's just a lot of energy that was kind of swirling around at the time when the song was written, and then it just kind of happened. And you know, really, the meaning behind the song. Is that on both sides of both sexes, women chase and men chase. And that is what that video and that is what that song kind of sort of is about. It's about that revolving nature of the chase. And it wasn't it was never meant to, to be any play on any kind of word except for what, what I step back and kind of saw for myself in writing it. And it was a strange piece of music the way that it came about, but there it is. And we somehow managed to capture it in moving pictures, and we're just glad that people kind of dig it, because it really is a little bit of a ride. And anybody who was a part of that process of recording it, the video shoot, the whole process, everybody kind of has been on the same ride with that song where we kind of scratch our heads and go, what happened there? It's a really, it was a different piece of music, to say the least. But
oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, gentlemen, it's a I want to mention, too, I was looking at your Facebook page, which we have a link to, ladies and gentlemen. It's very easy. In the search bar there on your Facebook, all you have to do is put in abstract manner. But we have a direct link up, too. You guys have a show coming up, right? On May
the
12th.
We do.
Tell us
a little
bit about that.
So this is a local show for us, and there's a high school that is right down the road from where we're at. And they have, a special needs class. And this show is a benefit that goes directly to these kids. And while we're fundraising is to be able to provide gas money for them to be able to go on field trips, have things
Very cool.
that may be really, interesting to help them learn. And
right.
one of the bands promo, his daughter is in that class, and she's a special needs kid. She has Down syndrome, and it just kind of from there they asked us, we want to be a part of it, and man, we're so excited to have just an opportunity, and we're probably going to play to a lot of kids. It's a high school, and it's gonna be very cool to be able to get up. And I remember when I was a kid and saw my first rock show. There's four bands playing with us, and everybody's just, great guys and girls, and love to have the opportunity to do it. But it's a big, thing in our area that is going to help support those kids and help them get, what they need to further their education.
Oh, there you go, folks. There you go. I'll be posting that Facebook event page for that as well on my blog and Facebook and whatnot. Just because, hey, some of these listeners might be in your neck of the woods, And that's the place to be, and it helps, it does a good cause, too. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's going to be a lot of fun. Change somebody's life doing shows like that, You never
you really
know.
Can. Yeah, we all
Absolutely.
Shall. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we definitely hope so. That can change someone's
absolutely.
Life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, I misheard you. I thought you said we also. And I thought, oh, there's another show I didn't know about.
We do have some more shows coming up. We're playing Dark Side Stage at Rocklahoma. That's a big one. From there, we're playing the Whiskey out in L.A., which is very
another big one.
Yep, we're very honored to do that. We're doing another podcast with Boston Chris. You can find him on Facebook as well. And we're hitting, about three or four different shows in between, trying to do a little mini tour across the U.S. That'll start off with us on May 23rd. We're going to load up and hit the country and try to rock the United States as much as we can.
We're coming for you, Oklahoma.
And we want to make a stop in Florida,
but
we haven't nailed that down yet.
Well, I'm telling you guys, here's the thing that I tell all, and I have some new friends now. I tell all of my friends are in the entertainment business. Majority of my friends are musicians and stuff, because they throw the best parties. That's all I'm saying.
Man, you got some weird friends, bro. I'll tell you that.
It's very true. It's very true. And we always have people come through. And here's the thing is we live like a 10-minute walk from the beach. We got a guest room. But most importantly that the band's like, we have a washer and dryer. Very important when you're on tour. Oh, man. Hey, speaking of being on tour, I was scrolling down your Facebook page here. Congratulations, guys. You guys now have the Abstract Manor bus. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, it's sitting right here right now.
Yeah,
we
nice.
I found it's got low miles, got a great deal on it. It was a one-owner service records, all the way back from day one. We wanted something that, if we needed to camp in, we could. All our gear with.
everybody have enough room and be comfy. It's better than being stuffed in the back of a Yukon or something, you know, and you're elbow to elbow. You kind of stand up. If we want to have a party on the bus, we can have a party.
There
on
you
the
go. There you go. That's awesome.
A small party. Yeah. A small
oh,
party.
Oh, man. That reminds me, many years ago, I went on an art tour across the country, and I had all my stuff and everything. I would have loved to have had a bus like you guys have. No, I had a Suzuki Samurai and tried to do that out of that.
Oh, wow. Oh my God,
it's
man.
It's hard to stretch out in a Suzuki Samurai.
having a painting out.
Yeah.
How do you fit all paintings in the back of a Suzuki Samurai?
A lot of times,
oh man, they were
convertible.
Yeah, they had mine had a cloth top, and the top would come down until it started raining. Yeah, you know.
Well,
many adventures. Did that for a whole summer.
It seems like your tour would be a lot quieter than ours.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Yeah, we went around, you know, I went around to do the, you know, people ask me all the time that. They're like, how come you never do these, like, every town has these art walks and stuff. Why don't you do that? And I'm like, I put my time in it, though. I don't want to do those anymore. I did them too many of them. yeah. Many, many years ago. But that's a cool bus, man. I am jealous. That's awesome. You got a lot of room in there and all kinds of stuff happening. So very, very cool.
I felt like a kid. I tried to you know, squeeze my way in through the doors. Dave had to get in on the other side and let me in.
I love it. I love driving the scooter around.
Now all of a sudden there's rules right out of the gate with this damn thing.
I love it. I love driving the bus, man. It's probably the coolest vehicle
I've ever had. He's going to have a bus driver hat, you know.
I need something. I was thinking that too, you know.
We got to find it.
Sure.
That's right. There'll be something.
We'll pick one up in California. Hat. We'll give me a bus driver outfit in California.
You'll have a big old
there
bus driver
go.
Hat.
Yeah, I want a whole outfit,
nice.
Damn it.
Nice. Oh, and remember, when you're traveling, when you're on tour, when you see that sign for the Flying J, you definitely want to stop there. Those are the best ones.
Oh, man, Flying J.
It's not Flying J.
That's
like
right.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
We got one.
They have showers at that. Oh, man. That's funny. Well, hey, guys. Go ahead.
Maybe we could check in with you at some point while we're out there, and we could keep you updated as to our whereabouts.
Absolutely.
And what kind of mischievous
that would be cool from on the road.
Yeah. We're going to have all kinds of geriatrics going on.
Geriatrics?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get with Angela and we'll figure it out and whatnot. But yeah, that sounds like an awesome idea. You know, very, very.
That's where we're going right now, I guarantee you. She knows our whereabouts
all
the time.
She's got a tracker.
I'm telling you.
Actually does.
I'm so glad you guys are you know, working with them. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking, of course, Angela from over there at Curtin, and all the fine folks, really, I should say, not just Angela. There's everybody over there. And Curtin Call Records.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
DJ and John and Angela, they have been great. We have. I feel like it was a fusion of people and energy is coming together at the right place at the right time. So we've been very blessed, I feel, in that sense to link up with people who have our vision. And once again, kind of it feels like, you know, we have conference calls, you know, every week, and it's like, hey, it's the family. You know, it's kind of like the family chat, like, guys, don't do that, or guys, do this. And so we've been very blessed, I feel like, in that sense. And I think I speak for all the guys when I say that. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I'm looking at the time, and we're about out of it. I want to let everybody know again, Abstract Manor, you can find them on Facebook. We have a direct link right there to them. And I would follow these guys. Oh, I wanted to ask, Predator, it's out, right? People can buy this. It's where they buy digital music?
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, you know, Amazon's got it. And we've got other...
title, please buy it everywhere. It's like a GoFundMe page for rock stars.
Yeah, And we've got more than just Predator out. We've got about 5 tracks out right now that you can purchase on Spotify.
Nice.
Buy all of them. Any help?
Just stream them. We don't care. You don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
Buy it, stream it. You know,
whatever tickles your fancy.
Take a shower to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do whatever you want.
That's right. You always.
Yeah.
There's so many times when I'm doing something and I need a soundtrack, and I'm sure everybody's that way. Here's the way to have it.
Just go through our catalog.
Yeah,
we got one for
there's
you.
There's something there for you.
Yep. And you can check out our in the middle of constructing our website, but it's very simple, abstractmanner.com. So,
very, very cool.
They're not there.
And the LP also, by the way, we're hoping, we're praying, we believe, July.
Yeah, July.
Nice.
The LP.
Nice. Well, yeah. I definitely want to have you guys back, if not before then, but definitely then when the LP comes out, because I can't wait to hear more.
That would be awesome.
Please, yes, we would love to.
We'd be super happy to. That would be awesome. It's been wonderful tonight. Thanks for having us. And if we're in Florida, we'll hit you up.
Oh, thanks for being on.
That washer and dryer.
That sounds good. That's awesome. Very cool. Well, of course, folks, tonight's show here, that's about going to do it for us tonight. But this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast, pushed out on all the various social media platforms, and up on iTunes' podcast page for free. So if you are listening to the podcast in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That really just pisses off my ex-wife. No, I'm kidding. Well, I doubt she knows about it, but it makes our advertisers very happy, and that's a good thing. So there you go. Oh, man. Cool. It is. What is tonight? Tonight's Thursday. I'm out of here for the weekend. How about that? We will be back Monday. What do we got going on Monday? Oh, we've got the Omega One guys on, the Omega One comic. There are Mark Edwards and the crew are making a sequel to it. They're finishing up their storyline on that and whatnot. That'll be very interesting. And then from Manila on Tuesday, we've got Wintall Lin, and he's a very, very – he's an artiste, very, very interesting person, great musician. I can't remember what else we got going on. Millington Civilian, I think, is Wednesday, and I can't remember what's on Thursday. But check my website, jamierocks.us, and you can see all the past guests are all archived there, as well as on iTunes. And guess how many there are? I can't believe this. After tonight, 687. This is show 687. Amazing. I thought it was going to be 20 shows when I first started doing this. Nope. We're out of here, folks. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, man. Real good. And I'm not just saying that. You guys really are.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Well, have a good night, everybody, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.